So I am here with one of the actors and also the director and one of the writers of the play Acts of the Bedroom, which is going up as part of On the Rocks. So if you could just quickly tell me, what is Acts of the Bedroom all about?
Acts of the Bedroom is a very intimate production. It features two couples, one in each one-act play. One is by Tennessee Williams, Talk to Me Like the Rain, and the other one I wrote a while ago.
What in particular chose you to kind of couple your own writing with that of Tennessee Williams?
Well, it was really the length of my play made me think that it would go really nicely alongside another one. And I've seen a production of Talk to Me Like the Rain, and it was really, really stunning. And I feel like they both deal with very similar themes. Like they're just two couples in quite difficult situations.
And why should people come and see your play?
Why should people come and see my play?
Yeah.
Well, if not for the...
It's going to be really good, blatantly.
Yeah. I was just about to say, if not for the fabulous acting of Ollie Leonard and Adelaide Waldrop.
I think you and Ollie Hayes, who's the other director, have worked really hard on it. So I do think it's definitely be a labour of love for you guys. And if you have been really good directors as well, if I was allowed to say that. So it's certainly a production, a lot of love has gone into the production. And I think people will really enjoy it because it's been really well staged. And hopefully the acting will be good too.
I also think that because St Andrews seems to be quite a relationship-oriented place, yes, that it would be quite cool if some people in the audience found themselves like relating to some of the characters and like the situations that they're in. Well, no, it's the extreme. Not to the extremes that are in the play.
Not to give anything away, of course.
So what actually inspired you to write your half of the play? Was it just sort of the St Andrews situation and the Tennessee Williams thing?
Or? No, I wrote it before I came to St Andrews. Oh. It was really like a variety of literary sources. There's a myth about Echo and Narcissus. Echo is like an ancient Greek mythological mountain nymph who is referenced in the play. she used to have like a really beautiful voice, but the gods like punished her, so it took away her voice. And she falls in love with Narcissus, but she can only echo what he says. And I thought that was quite a good allegory for what like infatuation and romantic love can do to a person's identity.
Wow.
So during the play, the character of Kate, who's being played by Adelaide Waldrop, finds herself losing her identity somewhere because she becomes more and more obsessed with the character of Robert, who's played by me, and to the point where she starts to slowly go a little bit mental.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So have you written any plays before other than this one?
This is my first attempt. I've always written So Be Kind. I've written like lots of short stories and poetry and things.
And just a last question for both of you. Have you ever been involved in On the Rocks or anything along these lines before?
We're first years, This is the but we see a lot of theatre, and Ollie's been in lots of theatre.
Yeah, I'm certainly very much involved in other productions in On the Rocks. So if I could shamelessly plug Macbeth,
absolutely.
Which of course by the time this goes up will be done, hopefully went well. So I haven't been chased out of town yet for Macbeth. But in terms of other stuff in On the Rocks, there's this as well, which is going up next week, Thursday, Friday. And there's stand-up comedy too, which I've been doing for a while, which everyone always asks, does that really fit in with the other productions you're doing? And I'm like, no, because Macbeth doesn't really fit in with stand-up comedy, and neither does this really at all. But yeah, Wednesday night, come and see that as well.
Awesome, thank you very much.